1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In the race for the White House, both major campaigns heading to key battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking things off in Philadelphia last night, appearing with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Harris insisting Walz is ready to serve on day one and take on Donald Trump, comparing her running mate to his.
It's like a matchup between the varsity team and the JV squad.
His star rising in Democratic circles in recent days after he coined a new line of attack against Republicans.
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Meantime, Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting Harris and Walz as too liberal. On the East Coast, Tropical Storm Debbie mixed with a round of summer storms, dropping heavy rain and flooding that forecasters say could last for days. And at the Vatican, Pope Francis holding his weekly general meeting and making an appeal for peace in the Middle East, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaign in Wisconsin today. The Democratic ticket made its debut last night in Philadelphia.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Harris and Walz are scheduled to speak in Eau Claire sometime around 1 in the afternoon. Republican running mate J.D. Vance will also speak in Eau Claire. Stay with Civic Media for live coverage. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new five-story, 64-unit apartment building is the first of several developments planned for the old Shopko site on North Broadway in De Pere. The De Pere Common Council approved the plans this week. Construction is expected to be completed by the start of 2027. Four other buildings, an apartment complex, retail establishment, hotel, and condo buildings, have been pitched for the former Shopko site. For the first time since the pandemic, the Old Country and Rock USA grounds will be bursting with activity when Crossroads 41 opens. Manager John Gourley.
The idea of Crossroads is to do a mix of music. We think people are ready to see bands that are kind of mixed genres, so to speak. One of our other reputation pieces in the festival world is picking bands right before they explode.
This year's headliners are Old Dominion, Brooks and Dunn, and Journey. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Jordan Love will play this week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland in their first preseason game, and Matt LaFleur has decided he wants to see Jordan Love take some snaps in the game. The quarterback's reaction at his locker.
You know, I'm excited just to be able to get back, get the feel of the season getting started. So get out there, see how long we're out there. But anytime you get to be on the field, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, work on things, get better.
And it looks like his right tackle, Zach Tom, is ready to go after tearing a pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Zach Tom asked if he's had any contact in pads yet.
I was doing that all last week. You could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some live-ish reps. You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Braves in Atlanta after a huge win for Milwaukee last night, 10-0. Seven scoreless innings by Colin Ray. The Braves outscored 17-0 in their last two games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. Aren't they awesome?
Yeah, they know what they're doing. You know, which is cool. They're Green Bay people. They keep up on the interest rates, on the buyer's agency agreements, on what improvements you should do and not do. And yeah, that's a good resource.
Great resource. Check them out. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, right in the corner of Broadway and Walnut in downtown Green Bay. One of our favorite people is making a return appearance because we want to keep everybody updated on what this great, great Afghanistan veteran is doing. The name of his mission is Operation Coffee. His name is Sam Floyd. Sam, great to have you back.
Yeah, this is really great to be back. Thank you.
But Todd, you know the situation, right?
I mean, if he gets the call, he's got to go.
He's bailing, right? Immediately. Yeah, so we don't want people thinking, how badly did they insult this guy? He just literally ran out of the studio because
I can't believe your wife let you be here.
Right. I can't either.
Yeah, I'm expecting my first baby girl in any day now, or any minute really. She's my mother-in-law's at home right now watching her, so we're doing okay. I got my phone, I'm looking at it, and so we're good to go. I'm excited.
Okay. Here
and,
we go,
and hopefully you got her some coffee. No, you can't. You can't, yeah. This Operation Coffee,
let me just say this, Jim. I would not suggest giving a pregnant woman high-octane coffee.
I was talking about his mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Congrats to you early.
Thank you very much.
It's the best part of your life is coming, you know?
I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay, Jim, just go.
Oh, I have to go put some money just in the meter.
When I see you digging in your bag.
I'll be right back.
Hey, Todd, what did somebody call it? His Mary Poppins bag?
That's correct. Yes.
Well, that hurt. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Jeez. Okay, I have to go feed the
meter. I got Jim.
Do you need your meter?
He's got it.
You okay with your meter?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. Well, Sam, once again, Operation Coffee, fill us in since the last time you were here.
Yes, a lot has happened, and I'm really excited to share. So thanks for having me back.
Great to have you.
Yeah. So we found a place in Kaukauna that we're going to move the roaster into. I have been doing a lot of renovations myself, and with the help of my family and a couple good friends, so we are really, really close to being able to move in. We just did a first coat of paint Wednesday, on Monday, and we're doing the next coat of paint tomorrow. So then we're starting to move everything in. So we're really, really, really close to that downtown, right downtown Kaukauna on 2nd Street. Really excited to be a part of that community.
That's a cool, vibrant community,
right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. I love the city of Kaukauna, honestly. Yeah. So I'm really excited to be involved in how we can be a community. And
you know, that community pride, you know, they teach us in school. You have to get that. You have that in Kaukauna. I mean, you guys kind of got it going on there. And I think people from Kaukauna, like you just said, you like Kaukauna.
I do. I'm fairly new. Yeah, I've been there for 2 years. And ever since my wife and I just It was like, we really enjoy this town. Good. And so that's why we kind of wanted to put roots down there and, yeah, expand the business.
So this will be a bricks and mortar retail store.
Store, yep.
People will talk about the packaging, the different packaged coffees, and you roast the beans and different types. Well, but
okay, let me just say that. Just imagine you're in business school and you have to do your final interview or whatever they call it with the presentation with the professor.
Okay.
This is what you're going through right now. Jim, take it away.
I love it.
I like the idea, and I really like your marketing, this operation. And you, no one can speak better to it. You're the face of the business.
Yes.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
Going into retail versus online, that's an expense. Tell me about what's it going to be. What's the attraction to walking into your store?
Yes. So I spoke to this last time, but I am sober myself. So the whole idea is to have like a brewery setting, but for sober, like for coffee. So then I'm going to have a roastery tour, and then we're going to have like a retail spot in front. So, and place to gather. And also too, in the front, what I would love eventually, not right away, is for the front to have just a couple couches where a couple, if vets want to come in, you know, we can have like a small group come in and we could talk or, you know, whatever we want to do. So I want that place to be a community center, not only for veterans, but also for people that just want to come in and talk. So, so that's the premise of it.
That's cool. Coffee bars are very popular.
Correct.
Probably a little bit more in Rome than they are here, but that's people just sit around and lean on the bar and drink coffee.
That's right.
That's very cool that you're doing that. You also sell the product besides the cup of coffee.
Correct. Yeah. So we'll have, we're just going to like have samples of coffee there. As far as a full espresso bar, we're not going to have that at that location. That's down the road. But for right now, we're going to have samples of coffee. And then also too, we can buy bags of coffee. We're going to have merch. I'm wearing one of the shirts right now and all that stuff in the front. Yep.
So you're getting your bag of a pound of coffee. What is this, a pound? 12 ounces. Okay, close. Tell me about the blend and the names. I think the names are cool. That's got to be your own marketing. Yeah. Tell me about the Battle Buddy blend.
But I was on Channel 5. I co-hosted their show the other day. And the business that was there displayed your coffee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that.
And I brought that up on the air. I said, oh, my gosh, I know the guy that owns Operation Coffee. And they said, they're big, and they donate back to, I can't remember the name of the business. I'll try to think of it. But I just thought it was cool. They were displaying your coffee. They're proud of that.
Yeah.
Those partnerships are important.
Yeah.
You know?
So if I can speak to something real quick about that donation. So this quarter specifically, I have a good friend that works in the canine unit for Allegheny County Sheriff's Department. Okay. And their golf outing got rained out, and that's a big, big fundraiser.
Yeah.
So he was just talking. He actually helped me out with some tiling work at the new place, and I asked him, I thought about it, and I went home. I was like, maybe this quarter we can donate back to the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit. So I'm kind of stepping away from the veterans or the organization I do donate back to for this quarter to kind of help them offset those, because it was
great.
A lot of sets. So he's just a good guy. It's a good organization, and they are heroes as well.
Absolutely. No question about it.
And I think people appreciate that. I to move your donations around. I mean, there's different businesses. There's some ice cream places. They'll pick, different entities, and you kind of stay in this whole veterans.
Helping the community.
Right. Yep. But as long as you're helping the community, I think people are all in on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. He's a good guy, and getting to know him a little bit better and what they do every day. He works a night shift a lot. He's got some stories.
Oh, so, can't even imagine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and getting back to the names real quick. That one they have, Battle Buddy Blend. So that specifically, actually, so there's two donations going on at all times. There's a quarter donation, and then that Battle Buddy Blend is a donation to help the Old Glory Honor Flight.
Nice.
So $1 every bag. That's why I didn't name that bag. The Old Glory Honor Flight did, the Battle Buddy Blend. It's beautiful. Up in De Pere, Bellmark, they did the labels. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. Our artwork is amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's a great company. Yeah. They do a lot. Talk about being generous. Yeah, yes. Bellmark's there. So you got the design. Mm-hmm. People come in. They buy a bag of the – okay, there's a lot of bees in this thing. And the Battle Buddy.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
$1 goes to the honor flight.
Yep. Yeah. So then, I keep track online.
Cool.
Yeah, I keep track online to make sure that everything's allocated and it's very easy to keep track that way. And then like with that one you have in front of you, that's a Grandpa Joe's blend. My grandfather served in World War II.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I just wanted to honor him a little bit. And the reason that I wrote a story about him on the back is he never drank coffee, but he he ground coffee every morning for his bride. Every morning.
Oh, no kidding.
Really? And he didn't drink it?
Yeah, every morning. It's just a, that's his persona, you know, and who he was. He's just, that's the epitome of sacrifice.
Got a text here. When is the Kakana location planning to open?
Wow.
We are, so early fall. There's been a lot of hiccups with construction.
Yeah, that happens.
We are shooting. I wanted to have before baby came, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Not unless it's this afternoon.
That's right. So it's going to happen, I would say, just to give you, probably early October. It's just realistically after all the permits or all the inspections done and all that fun stuff, all the boring stuff.
City been good to work with?
Say again?
Is the city, the community, have they been good to work with?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, they're pretty supportive of the small businesses in Kakana.
Yes, I'm going to be a part of that chamber, the Heart of the Valley Chamber.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And Kakana's been so good. Honestly, my neighboring businesses around, I've stopped in and they've been towards like, oh, when are you going to be open? We're so excited. There's an ice cream place right next door. There's a chiropractor. Everybody's been really excited to have me.
What you wrote on the back of this gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is such a great tribute to your grandfather. You wrote on the back of the Grandpa Joe Operation Coffee Bag.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
too
long to read, but it's fantastic. Did you write that yourself?
Yes, I did.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's two passions that I have, roasting coffee and writing. Oh, and I got to do both on
that's
it.
That's right awesome. Here. Yeah, fantastic.
That's nice. It's checking both boxes. That's Tell right. me about the back room, the operation, where you get your beans, coffee, flavor, all that.
You want to
share that with our listeners? Because I always think that's really interesting because coffee is not coffee. I'm a huge coffee drinker, unlike your grandpa.
he did not.
I don't know that.
And you don't grind for your wife?
Yeah.
Whoops, that might be on a promo time.
So the back end is, you know, I have a 12 kilo roaster, and then in the back end. So I ordered a coffee. I work with a trader out of New York City.
Okay.
And then they have a warehouse in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. So the commute, or sometimes I go down there and pick it up. They're big 150 pound bag, burlap sacks of green coffee. And then they come in, and then I choose different origins, or it's a fancy word for where the coffee comes from, what country. And then I blend them together. I'm just sampling coffee all the time. It's called cupping. So that's another thing that I would like to do at our new space is do a public cupping so that then I can educate more people on coffee as well.
I would be happy to be a cupper.
Yeah. I would love to have you. That would be.
What countries do you get it from?
Oh, a lot. Brazil, Ethiopia, Uganda. I have a rotating single origin. So that's right now it's a Nicaraguan and a Mexican. So a lot of different ones. And I have a Swiss processed decaf too. So it's a non-chemically decaffeinated.
Do we not grow coffee in the United States?
Hawaii, and they're trying to do it in California as well. But we just
climate.
I mean, climate. That's the one thing. Climate is the biggest thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Hawaii made a big push on coffee. I don't know that a lot of people buy that. But this is very cool.
Yeah.
And I think when people buy things, we've talked about this, is they want that special connection. And, you know, you being an entrepreneur, local, as well as, you know, supporting the military, that's that special connection I'd look for.
Yeah, can you stick around?
Yeah.
You haven't gotten the phone call yet.
Not yet. We're good.
All right, we're going to send a quick 1 minute break. We'll be back with more of you, okay?
Sounds good.
Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, going to be opening soon right downtown Kakana. He's an Afghanistan vet, helps give back to the community and veterans. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So I chose this song because back in the 80s, there was a commercial on TV for coffee, right? The coffee industry. And they used this song as their theme. Like,
tied to your dreams.
Yeah, all the rock stars who were strumming their guitars and drinking lots of coffee in the commercial.
This is awesome. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee. Yeah. Where did the inspiration come from for you to start something? Because one of the things Jim always says, the number one thing you have to do to start a business is courage.
Passion.
Confidence, passion.
Passion. You got to be passionate about it.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll try to keep this as short as I can because it's a I love telling the story, so thanks for asking. So I was living near Madison, Wisconsin, and I was working at a Ferguson Waterworks. I was doing some pumps that location went out of business.
Okay.
And so then I started doing this part-time jobs. I was really down in the dumps. I was really just struggling through mentally, I was struggling through a lot of things, not really understanding what was going on in my head yet. I didn't really get treatment yet.
This is post-Afghanistan.
This is post-Afghanistan, correct. And so it was Memorial Day. That particular week and weekend is not usually the funnest for me. I really just think about a lot. I think about my brothers that I lost. And so Memorial Day is not really a fun day. It's gotten better, but at that time, I was like, I want.
Don't you hate it when people say happy Memorial Day?
Yeah. Or have a Memorial Day sale.
Yeah.
So I was just down in the dumps and I called a lady called from the Semper Fi Fund, which has helped me out so much out of California. And her name is Sue Baker. And she's just like, Sam, you know, just find something that you really enjoy doing. And sarcastically, I said, I had a cup of coffee in my hand. I looked down. I'm like, well, I really like coffee. And she's like, do something with that. And I'm like, I don't want to open a cafe because at the time I'm like, I didn't like people. So I didn't want to be around people.
Didn't want to be around them, right?
Yeah. So she's like, no, maybe you can just like make it. You know, so I just started, then also too, at the time I was just hearing, you know, so many stories of veterans ending their own lives. And the only thought that I was like, maybe I could just share, if I could have shared a cup of coffee with that guy, maybe you wouldn't have done it. Or, you know, so it's just, that's why it's so much more than a cup of coffee for me.
This is personal.
This is personal. So this is why I roast coffee. This is why I want to have conversations over coffee. So it's just that vehicle, the conversation.
I would think this checks the box.
It does. It really does. And I tell you what, the other thing I'll give you credit for is you listen to her when she said do something with the coffee. Because, you know, she obviously knows you. And I thought, and that's, you're looking at that cup and, man, and now you're looking at your own business and, you know.
Yeah. Can I ask you a tough question?
Sure.
Do you think coffee has saved your life?
Oh. I think the business, first, I'm a believer, so God saved my life. But then two, like, I think coffee has helped that for sure. You know, coffee has definitely, it's given me a purpose. It's given me a reason to wake up. And also, too, it's just given me, you know, and to help other people too is really good. Yeah. So yes, the answer to your question.
And it's going
to
get better. I mean, you're going to meet more people, and you wait till somebody comes in and say, you know what, I was thinking of ending it. I came to your place, had some coffee, sat down, talked to some of my brothers, and I feel better.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what you want.
Yes. And those stories have happened.
Yeah.
It's touched my heart. So I publicly speak as well too. And so then when I share my story, there is this conference that I went to, that sticks out of my head. Like later on, he said to me, he's like, your story inspired me, and I was thinking about ending my own life, and thank you. And it was just holy moly.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it's so much more than coffee. It's a conversation. It's important that we have these conversations, and so that somebody can relate with somebody. You know, life is hard, you know, and we can get through it, but it's so worth doing. It's so worth doing.
And I would say being involved with coffee is a bazillion percent better than what you admit you tried doing, solving your problems with the other bottle, and so many vets have as well.
Right.
And they do it quietly and by themselves, and they go into dark, dark places, and they don't come out. And having something like coffee as that middle ground is so important, right?
It is, yeah. Because coffee, like a lot of coffee can get you the jitters, you know, and all that stuff. But as far as, like, I was trying to drown all my sorrows in the bottle, and then it might be okay for like 5 minutes, and then instant regret afterwards, and then the day after, and then older you get, the hangovers last longer. So now I'm 40. I think the last time I drank, well, I was 37, and the last hangover I had seemed like it was like 3 days. So yeah. I'm so glad.
Good for you, man. What an inspiration you are.
That is a good story. I can see why you're an inspirational speaker. That's good to hear. And then you're setting up, you know, your daughter. She's gonna have a little revenue stream coming in. And you don't have to, she can start working there when she's, you know, there's no age limit when they're that young. Because as long as they're your kid.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the things that with the coffee, you donate to different associations. You can look at expanding out of coffee. Have you given some thought to down the road? I mean, right now you got to stay focused on what you're doing, but I mean, is this
big do you want to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. The goal is always to just help one person. So that's that help the next person. So like, I haven't really had it right now, like some time to sit down and kind of look at the future. Right now, the immediate future is getting into the roastery and helping as much people as I can.
Yeah. But as we call that, shoot the snake closest to your leg.
Correct.
You know, because you just got to take care of the immediate, what's going on right now. But someday you're going to be able to sit back and say, you know what? I think this is what I want to do next. Go to Green Bay or go whatever. I'm just curious if you gave that any thought. But no, you need to stay focused.
Correct. Correct. Right. And I'm excited for that. I'm a dreamer. So I love to think about that kind of stuff. So I haven't been able to do that currently just because of the immediate shoot the snake in front of you. Yeah.
I like that. I hadn't heard that one before, because one of my coaches always used to have hanging his thing was when you're up to your ash and alligators, it's tough to remember your main objective was to drain the swamp.
Right. That is really good. And that's really true. And boy, I tell you what,
you got to bring it down to pieces.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Will you one man up? You got your wife, friends, or who's going to be helping you out behind the bar? The counter, I should say.
It's me and my wife right now.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's so fun.
You got her working today at the shop?
No,
painting or tiling or.
So hopefully she is at home in bed right now, resting. Yeah.
I would, yes.
Yeah. So no, then eventually, yes. Well, so the first couple of months, we're just kind of figure out how to be parents. And then also do the online stuff. And then eventually, I say, and hopefully like 3 or 4 months, like have maybe like an employee that comes in and then mans the bar and all those things.
And just, you know the community, you know, I've been living there, you know, Kakana, but, you know, get into the church bulletins too, because after people always like to go out and grab some coffee and, you know, complain about the homily. So, yeah.
For sure.
Sam, we don't normally do this. Can we keep you around after the big break for another segment?
Yeah.
There's some more stuff I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Especially with today, I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
But today is National Purple Heart Day.
Mm. Yeah.
And just want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We're with Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, starting up a brand new place in Kakana. And again, you got to read, even if you're just in there kicking the tires sometime, read the little things he writes on the back. This thing to your grandfather is just amazing. But you know the part that I had a smile at, chuckle at, where it said he built his home when he came back? So many World War II veterans I would talk to, it's like, what'd you do when you came back? Well, got a job. I built this house. I said, oh, you're a carpenter. No. I said, I thought you actually built it. He goes, yeah. I said, how do you know how to build a house? Well, me and my brother and my uncle, we just built a house.
Yep.
That's how they did things back then.
That's how I did it.
Yep. We get to send a quick break. Sam Floyd, back after this.
So, hey, did you do, did you?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is fighting violent crime in Wisconsin, arresting felons, and preventing violent drug trafficking. In Milwaukee yesterday, Garland pointed out the nation's violent crime rate is one of the lowest in 50 years. A bipartisan group is trying to bust stubborn myths eroding public trust in elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is one of the members of the Democracy Defense Project. He says social media is exacerbating the problem.
It's so easy for bad information to flow, and I think that 2020, there was everything that helped helped that wildfire just spread.
The group polled voters on policies to help improve people's confidence in elections, although many of them are already being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin fall primary is less than a week away on Tuesday, August 13th. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is Thursday, tomorrow. The deadline to register to vote is 5 p.m. Friday, August 9th. To learn more about who and what's on your ballot and where your polling place is, head to myvote.wi.gov. Oshkosh police alert residents to another scam. Fraudsters pretending to be police officials call a potential victim saying they missed court. In a social media post, the Oshkosh Police Department said it may phone citizens from time to time for an investigation, but will not solicit money, gift cards, or Bitcoin. The beach at Fresh Air Park on Lake Winnebago in Neenah is closed due to elevated levels of E. coli. To keep from getting sick, pets and people are advised to stay out of the water at Fresh Air Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck cannot seem to get decent press lately. TV host Sarah Ferguson recently slammed the actor as one of her worst interviews ever after discussing the film Air, in which Affleck plays Phil Knight. Ferguson told the Sydney Morning Herald that Affleck appeared disinterested and rude throughout their chat, which took place last year. Affleck defended himself a few weeks later on Jimmy Kimmel Live, saying that is just what his face looks like, and that is how God made him. Yeah, but you're an actor. Pal Matt Damon doesn't seem to care that Affleck doesn't smile much because making movies with Ben and brother Casey is a breeze. Damon says they are like his brothers and egos are put aside when they collaborate, which Damon and Casey did on the new film The Instigators, a crime thriller available to stream August 9th on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families. Since 1926.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We've got a fantastic guest here today, Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee. And Sam, we are going to do whatever we can to support Operation Coffee in Kakana. And then we'll talk about you guys online and everything, because you are such an inspiration. And the thing is, you know, Jim, especially, I'll be honest, being in politics, has a great BS meter. And it's so, when we get, and that's why I'm keeping you overtime here. And I know your wife is about to have a baby, but that can wait.
Yeah.
But you are an inspiration because you saw the dark side. You know, there are a lot of people sometimes that they're given inspirational talk, and it's like, okay, well, what's your backstory to make this? And well, and there isn't really, but you've seen the dark side. Do you want to talk about that, especially being today? I know you don't want to get too personal, but today, Purple Heart Day, you've lost guys in Afghanistan. You lost guys in Iraq. People don't understand. Like, okay, I'm writing another book on Vietnam veterans. Gentleman I interviewed the other day at Three Purple Hearts. He was an Army medic.
Yeah.
Okay. And he talks about where he had to bayonet this young guy, this young Viet Cong, who just thrown a grenade at the guy who was wounded and coming after him. And he said he sees his face every night. People don't understand that once they've pretty much seen the devil or whatever you want to call it in war, how much, it's almost like a tattoo in their brain in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, I honestly haven't talked about this in a while. I guess it's just for me personally, it was just when I got home, there were so many people that just the overwhelming support of America when the OIF right. Vets came
Operation
home.
Iraqi Freedom.
Yep, and Enduring Freedom. Correct.
Enduring Freedom.
Yeah. The overwhelming support was just amazing.
Yep.
And then so the party was about a week when he got home, and then after that week, then you just had to realize that life just keeps going. And so then there was the neighbor that was say thank you for your service, and they were genuine about but you just knew that person didn't have any idea what you just went through.
Exactly.
And so you couldn't relate with that person, even though that they wanted to say thank you for your service, which is just amazing. And I'm so thankful for the support that when we came home, it was just amazing. It was amazing. So, but the thing is I just felt like I was on an island, because I was like, there's no veteran around. Cause the guys I served with, they're not in Wisconsin. Like, right.
Not like National Guard or
correct.
Reserves.
I just didn't know anybody. I was just like, I wish I just had a guy I was over there with that was just my neighbor that we could just talk, or not even talk. We could talk over coffee, or we could just sit in a room together and we would just understand.
Yep.
We would just understand what we went through or what Afghanistan was like, you know, the smells. You know, I'd never forget when we got off the C-130, this smell that just hit your nose. And so just to have somebody that, you know, just
shared those same experiences.
Correct. That would have been huge. So then the dark places that you go, or I went personally when I got here, is just like your brain just plays tricks on you, and you're just like, no, you're all alone. Nobody understands you. So it was just a really dark place. That was my dark place when I got back. Cause you know, then I thought about, you know, my friends that, you know, that got killed over there, and then my unit that got redeployed when I wasn't. So when I got out, my unit redeployed to Iraq. I did not go. So there was a little bit of like, I should be there in Iraq with my guys, and I wasn't there. So survivor's remorse or survivor's guilt, I think they call it. That was a very real thing. So there was just, and it took me a long time to understand what I was dealing with too.
Wow. That is a lot. I mean, it's not feeling a sense of belonging is a terrible thing for any kid, adult, any old, to feel like you belong.
One of the worst things you can say to a vet like that, who's been in a war, well, just forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, just forget about it. That's so easy to say.
Right. Yeah. And so just forget about it. But I think the biggest thing that helped me is to understand that I wasn't over there anymore and I wasn't a Marine. I always will be a Marine.
Absolutely.
For sure. But, you know, active. I'm not an active Marine right now. I need to be a civilian in Wisconsin. I need to be at the time, I need to be a son. I need to be a brother. I need to be You know, those are the things that I need to focus on right now.
Okay. I would agree with everything you just said. That's pretty profound. Did somebody tell you that, or did you come to that realization? Did you go in? I mean, you don't have to tell me if you don't want, but that sounds like someone coached you, not coached you, but someone helped you come up with those priorities and who you really are.
Yeah.
Like a wife or something?
Now she reminds me every day, which I'm so thankful. Like of the job, you know, just she reminds me who I am. And so that's just amazing. So I'm so thankful to have her in my corner right now. But at the time, I was going through a lot of counseling, and I still go to counseling every once in a while too, to kind of just, you know, kind of tweak the gears a little bit, you know, just to make sure that I'm on the right path. But at the time, I was going every week I was going to counseling. And so then that counselor just helped me. He's like, you need to be
here.
Present here. You know, so that's changed my life.
You know, one of the things that I've got so many of the Iraq, Afghanistan friends of mine got into self business type things, whether it's, you know, one guy sells knives for a lot of money that he makes. Mm. Another guy, a friend of mine, is a welder who makes, you know, lawn art. And it's almost therapeutic when you're doing your own thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I love owning my own business. The first couple of years, I mean, any entrepreneur, veteran or not, it is.
Jim will, like I said, he teaches class on exactly what you're talking about.
It's hard.
It's tough. People don't.
It's so hard. I mean, you see on Instagram all these is like, I'm on vacation because I'm an entrepreneur. Just like, you didn't see what it took for that man or woman to get to that spot. It is.
And it's everything.
Hate to use the pun, but it's the grind. I mean, it is a literal grind, and you just have to wait. Some days you just wake up, you're like, what am I doing?
Why am I doing this?
It's almost like the girl we had on yesterday, who's just this wonderful young girl we had on, who works for UW Green Bay, but she's also a farmer. Oh, wow. And a rancher. She's got heads of cattle. She's got pigs. She's got chickens. She's got whatever. And I said, when do you guys take vacation? She says, we don't.
We don't.
It's 24/7. Right. And being an entrepreneur like yourself, it's kind of the same.
She's running her own farm. I mean, it's her husband's there, but it sounds like she does a lot.
Yeah.
And she did her chores like before she came on our show.
Right.
You know, I mean, but the other thing is that you could walk away anytime if you wanted to, and you don't want to. So there's that passion. I'll go back to that. It keeps you in the ring.
The passion is there. You know, once you get that email, just to say thank you for being raw.
Exactly.
And it's just like, all right, I know why I'm doing this again. Yeah. So again, you know, no vacation. You know, when I do go on vacation, you think about that, but also too, no paternity leave. Like, you know, like that's gonna. So I'm trying to gear up. You know, like I roasted ahead of time and all that fun stuff to just in case. So
I don't mean to sound like a bad dad or something, but there'll be times you'll be like, I've got to run to the shop. Just I don't want to change any more diapers.
Diapers are expensive apparently too.
Good luck with that, my brother.
We're out of that. But
Okay, so how are you using your incredible drive? Mm-hmm. And you do have incredible drive. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. How are you using that to help vets that might be on the borderline of going into that hole?
Yes. So I will always have an open ear. Always. You can call me at any moment, and we can talk. You know, I might not have this. I probably won't have the solution, but what I do have is a listening ear. I will listen to you, and I would just keep on encouraging people. And then also too, I just want to be a strong advocate for mental health in general, but also for veterans. So then I have a lot of resources for people that they can go, you know, like I have numbers that they can call, and then, but the first and foremost thing is that's why I want the new roster to be, they can just come in, I can listen, we can talk, and then we can go from there. Like, I'm not a counselor or anything, and I'm not going to ever claim to be, but I can be a listening ear, and sometimes that's all people need.
That's fantastic.
It really is, and even that's the most important thing, but it's secondary to that is to be a resource and say, look, you should go see so-and-so or go here or go there, because there are things out there, and I think people who provide services for veterans, one of their frustrations is
getting them to walk through the door.
Get the word out there about some of these benefits that we have or that they... And so we can work on that together. Yeah. I mean, I think we do a pretty good job here of talking about, we've had Joe Alec on here, who's our the guy in the Brown County area, and just talking about, there's a lot of things out there. And but if you can be a resource more for the mental health side, I think that's, they
the
trust
vet,
you.
The vet center down here in Green Bay does a nice job too.
On Ashland.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. So, and those things too. So if I can have those resources in my pocket so I can share it and discontinue, because right. that's I think the biggest thing is like there's resources out there, but people don't know about them. And so thank you for sharing and getting those resources out. And that in turn too is my job as well. Yeah. Not only coffee, not only being a listening ear, but also being a resource for people.
Awesome.
Wow. Todd, that's how awesome. Are people enjoying this conversation? It's a hard conversation, yeah, but
they're good. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, as Sam mentioned, a lot of people saying thank you for your service and all that kind of stuff, but just very thankful that you're in the community and you're doing what you're doing, you know, beyond your service, you're still serving the community.
Right, yeah. Operation Coffee in Kakana now, next branch is in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We'll see. You know, one of the things I want to talk about too, is you mentioned that you did a fundraiser for the canine unit.
Yep.
Yeah. Those guys, I'll tell you what,
yeah.
Again, a lot of them go into dark holes because of what they see.
Correct.
And I don't think there's enough appreciation sometimes for that. And I think it's awesome that you recognize law enforcement as well.
Yes, right. For sure. Yeah, I've becoming a closer friendship with a new friendship that I have. And he works at the canine unit. And so that any way I can help and also to be a resource for him, you know, we can help each other. Yeah, exactly. it's a win-win.
Exactly. Because you know what? Same thing. Every time you went to work in Afghanistan and those guys go out to work on a patrol in the middle of the night or whatever, you're saying, okay, I raise my right hand and my life is on the line.
That's right.
Plain and simple.
That's right. Yeah. And that canine unit too, it's all fundraising funded. Yep. So it's not, no money comes from the state. So yeah.
I worked on one of their fundraisers one time that I'll never do again.
Okay.
They put me in the big rubber suit.
Oh, no.
And let them loose. It's on YouTube. You can find it. Okay. Oh, it's got about a million hits.
Sam, you've got to look for it while you're waiting for your wife to have the baby. Yeah. Right. Look it up. Mino attacked by dog. Yeah, that's all.
They were shocked at how hard that dog hit me. They actually thought I was hurt because I hit the head, my back of my head on this door because he knocked me right off my feet.
Wow.
He was, and then he dragged me around the room.
And the crowd
yelling, and the crowd was just laughing, egging him on.
Yeah. Laughing.
Laughing, cheering. Yeah, we loved it.
Did not like me from the start. Yeah.
All right, so you got a big week coming up, maybe a big day, who knows, but you're going to have a baby daughter. Yeah. What's do you know her name?
Yeah.
Can you guys decide on that?
Yeah, so Shaylin Marie or baby Shay for
beautiful.
Sure.
Beautiful. Yeah. Nice.
Love it.
All right. Pretty exciting stuff.
Man. With Sam, once again, that's Operation great. Coffee, you're opening a place on 2nd Street in Kakana. Yep. Of course, they can find it online as well. Yep. Could you give a little bit more background on that?
Yeah. So operationcoffee.com. You can order online. We've got subscription services. We got discounts on there too. And then also two social medias we are on is Facebook and Instagram.
Now, there's some coffee that vets really like that's really really strong.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what you used to call it over there, rip fuel?
Yeah.
You know, Afghanistan?
Yeah, yeah.
These guys would take this stuff and stay up for like 40 hours straight. Yeah. Do you have anything like that's a little higher octane for those kind of people that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the majority of my coffee has a good amount of caffeine in it. But if you're looking for like a dark, robust coffee, you're looking at it right there. That Grandpa Joe's, it's a Ugandan-Ethiopian blend. It's a solid, solid dark roast.
I didn't know so many countries made coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially down in.
I think it was all Colombia and places like that.
Well, that's
like what
I was going to say. That's where it's really big down
there. Big down there in South America. Yeah, for sure.
But is that your favorite? The Uganda?
Yeah, I love that Grandpa Joe. It's a really good, just solid. It's a solid coffee.
Tomorrow morning, man. Yeah. I'll let you know.
I'd love it. Yeah, please let me know.
Oh, my gosh. If he's bouncing off the walls tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm here tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Whee! Yeah.
Make me one. Can you make me one at home?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't have a coffee maker.
Do I have to grind this then?
We do. Yeah.
Okay, so I got
to
grind it.
Does he have to?
He does.
Yes. He has to grind.
But we can grind it like online. So if you order it, you want it ground, we can grind it for you.
But I can just be one of those cheap people go on a festival and grind it and just put it back in the bag and say, hey, I brought this in.
Which I might do. Yeah. Oh, this is great stuff.
Thank
all right.
You. Yeah.
Sam, keep us informed.
Yep.
God bless you with that little daughter that you're going to be having any moment.
Can't wait.
And so get on home and we will promote the hell out of Operation Coffee in downtown Kakana.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for what you're doing for others, for having faced that devil and stared him down.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And you won. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say you, because the battle is always going to be there, right? There.
Yep.
It's always going to be there.
That's it.
But it's kind of like, you know, I get a kick. It's almost not a kicker, but it's like you'd be the personification of, you know, the devil crept up behind the warrior and said, you can't handle the storm.
Mm.
And the warrior turned back to the devil and said, I am the bleeping storm.
Yeah, right.
And that's you.
Yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
Appreciate you. All right. So much.
Sam Floyd.
Good center break. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Getting close to wrapping up on a beautiful Wednesday morning out there. What a great lineup you put together today, Todd.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Jolly Haslett from Heritage Hill. Ben and Deanna Melker are always just phenomenal to have on. And Sam Floyd from Operation Coffee.
And we hope when we get these guests on, and we want to, of course, inform our listeners of what's going on in our listening area, Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. But, you know, it'd be nice take advantage of some of this stuff too. I mean, that coffee shop's awesome. Heritage Hill's going to be great this weekend.
Oh, man. I
mean,
I can't wait to get the guy that makes the canoes by hand.
I'll get him.
I can't wait for that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a canoe. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a canoe, and I'm going to go up and down the Fox River.
Take some of that high octane coffee. You'll never get it done.
I will take it. I'm going to go all the way down to the locks in, where is it? Kakana? Kimberly?
Oh, there's a couple of them, three of them.
I'm going to take my canoe through the locks. I am. I'm serious.
John.
Local man lost at sea.
Well,
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, we're going to read that article and they're going to say he couldn't swim. They're like, what an idiot. What's he doing out there?
So. Hey, by the way, we're talking with Ben and Deanna about the different ways you can add value to your home.
Yes.
And windows and doors are one of the big ones. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yep.
Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, or say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get zero interest for up to 3 years with no money down and equal payments. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today. That is great. What was the ROI?
Right,
return on your investment right. With
doors,
great windows.
But part of my return on investment isn't all financial.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
I have this orange little boy. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to find that. I was thinking, where is all that? I got a box of all.
Amanda, did you hear
stuff.
That?
No, don't even talk about it. No, we're not going to talk about it. I'm glad you didn't hear about it.
You got to tell
I am,
story.
Well,
your
I'm,
mind
I'm
doesn't have a
I am
scar
one of
on it from
the
what Todd and
most sensitive guys when it comes to kids, and I do. I think I have empathy for it, but I didn't tell that story right. But anyway, I don't want to revisit that. I want to go back to Pella. Those entry doors, and I campaigned and knocked on thousands of doors, and you kind of almost judge somebody a little bit by their door. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, they could be really welcoming and really like, wow, this is pretty quality.
You know, it's funny because that's the same thing with cars.
Cars, sure.
And when I pull up some of the bikes, because my car is just a piece of crap now.
Mm-hmm.
Just a piece
and
of
you look
crap.
At your clothes, it's like,
it's a piece of crap.
And you look at
it
its house.
Smells. It's just, what's wrong with my clothes?
Nothing, John. You're the one who said they smell. You left them in the washer.
It's not one time. Twice. Two times.
All right.
But that's true. You know, that first impression.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you get from car and front doors and things like that. But I am shocked, I tell you.
And people.
That the world's most spoiled and privileged dog does not have his own personal shower like Deanna was talking about.
I didn't know
about.
They even had those till today. I said,
talk
to
big.
Me.
They're like a little, you know those little like slap sinks that you'd have in like garages and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They build those, but it's for the dog for baths and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he has a pool. Well, we take him, I get his hair done.
You can have one right in your house, Jim.
I got to know I'm going to look into that a little bit more. The garage, we have a lot of room in our garage.
What was the other thing Deanna was talking about where you can feed him remotely?
Yeah, there's like machines and stuff that you can get that you can like press a button from your phone or whatever and it'll put out a little,
dog
food.
I don't think that's a good idea because then they kind of think you're there and you're really not there. And I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think dogs are that dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, okay,
they
I'm going to have
you're
a
there or not.
Little biscuit here, and so what if daddy's not home?
Nope.
They actually have a series of buttons that you can train dogs to talk back to you with.
Come on.
Yeah, they lay them out on the floor, and you can, and they press the button, and there's a word associated with that button, like food, hungry, sad, all that kind of stuff.
What?
Come on. Come on, Jim.
This is incredible.
Look, he's a companion. I'm not going to spend that kind of... No, I'm not.
What?
He's not a test tube dog. He's not an experiment. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but I was talking about that treat. If you see him on Zoom and you give him a treat, I think that would freak him out, that he would think you're in the house somewhere. That's why I wouldn't do that.
I think you're overthinking it a little bit. That's what I think.
I think you might be right.
I think so, too. But I'd never heard of those things before, and people are putting them in their houses to increase value of their house.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
We have the, invisible fence, which is a great thing. And that stays to the next owner, although we're not going to sell our house. But the invisible fence is a great thing for dogs.
Have you ever just test out that collar on yourself? Have you ever put it on and then walk toward the edge of your...
Put it on like you guys, those weird sex guys. I just put it on. I held it in my hand and walked over it.
I'm not even going to acknowledge
I don't know. I don't even know sometimes. I walk out of here some days and feel really creepy.
Me too. Me too.
And today, not because of anything
right now
I've
is
done.
One of them, yes. Yeah. Right now is one of them. I
yes, of course
can,
I
can. Can you take
it.
Clip that one and put it in promo?
I don't know if
it's
I
not
can.
Not like the weird sex guys. Wow.
I'm going to send that for awards next year.
Yes, do I? Whammies.
I do, yeah.
Best promo in Wisconsin.
But I'm not like you weird sex guys.
Jim Schmidt's dog collar.
Wow. But
what's cool about that invisible fence is you put flags up, and then so it's both visual and the dog. But if you go to, let's say you would have a condo somewhere, you could put those flags up and they would stop even though the fence isn't there.
Oh, wow. What do you do if he walks on your driveway and walks out the driveway? How does the fence stop him?
There's a wire under there.
It goes right under the driveway?
Oh, yeah. It's attached. It has to be attached. The whole thing is, yeah.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, no, they...
How much did that cost?
I don't know.
Wow.
Jim, come on, tell us.
I swear to God, Todd, I do not know. But how much do you... When you spend money on your kid, do you look at the cost? You really don't. It's like, look, it's my
all
kid
the time.
Safe? I don't know.
Or maybe at my point, when my kid spends money on me.
I just, that, and it's safe, it's a safety thing. So I don't think it was that much, but I don't want to give you, I'll find out, I'll ask Donna. So
did you take that right from your checking account and stuff like that, or from the shoeboxes under the bed? Let's be honest. Cash deal?
Whatever.
No? All right, fine. Well, anyway, great lineup today. Elizabeth Jolly Haslett from Heritage Hill. Man, they got some fun events taking place out there.
Yes.
And I'd like to get her on again, Todd. We could talk about Heritage Hill, but just about the theater-type things she has done.
Sure.
I mean, she went to one of the big-time schools.
Yeah, she did.
In New York.
But, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I would get on the committee for the NFL draft for the Heritage Hill. I do think they could do
something.
I think there's some people... and. Just think about a couple radio personalities. Just experience, you know what I mean? To go over there. Just to have fun and say, we stayed at the Holiday Inn. We stayed at, and they're great hotels, the Hilton, but we stayed at Heritage.
Would you stay in the Fur Trader's cabin with me?
I'd stay in the hospital.
Okay. I think that'd be great.
A little roomy.
And they've got the beds there, those canvas beds with the ropes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think that'd be fun.
Oh, we're doing it. We're doing it.
We'll promote it. We're not doing it.
Todd, work on it.
All right.
Todd, work on it.
I'll get that done.
You can invite by this afternoon. This afternoon.
You bet.
And Sam Floyd, once again, Operation Coffee, folks. Look it up online. Great organization. He's doing so much for the community and his fellow veterans. And tell you what, the first day they open the doors at the brick and mortar, as you always say, in Kakana, we're going to make sure we get that on the air.
Let's be there.
Let's be there. Cool. Yeah, we'll do our show from there.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
All right.
Outstanding.
And we'll have some good Operation Coffee.
And I know a great bakery, Hilltop Bakery.
Yes.
In Kirkconnell.
We'll go there too.
They have great, great coffee cakes. That sounds like a grandpa.
Yes.
Right? They got a great coffee cake. All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. Back in tomorrow morning. I'm under the mayor. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.